Today's daf is Bechoris Daf Lamed Beis, and we will begin 14 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Beis, Omed Aleph Gufa. So today's daf, the first part, is going to discuss the halachis of Bechor, Meiser Behema, and Cheira. So just to review, Bechor, of course, is, it says in the Torah, that if you have a kosher animal, the firstborn Zachar of that kosher animal, taktish l'Hashem, you have to give to the Kohen, and the Kohen has a mitzvah to bring it as a carbon. Ma'isa behema is if you have cattle, every tenth animal you have to tithe. Just like there's a concept of ma'isa that you have to give from your tefuah, from your peiros, so too is the halacha of ma'isa behema. And finally, there's something called cherem, which in kachim can mean one of two things. Cherim sometimes is just another word for hektish. So just like you could be maktish something, you can make a kachim izbeach, kachim edekabayis, you can make something cherim, where the beneficiary of the cherim that you made is going to be hektish. There's another type of cherim, which is called cherme kayanim, where a person makes something cherim, but the beneficiary of it is not going to be hektish, but rather the beneficiary of it is going to be the kayanim. Today's daf is going to discuss the halachas of cherme kayanim, not cherme hektish. Either way, bechor, maise behema, and cherim. Now, if you look in those respective parashias, by all three of them, the Torah says that if somebody has a bechor, if somebody has maise behema, or if somebody makes something cherim shel kayanim, he's not allowed to be poida the thing that he did. As it relates to a bechor, the pasuk is in parashas Korach. The pasuk says, ach bechor shor bechor kesef bechor eis loy sifta kodeshem. So if you have a bechor, whether it's a shor or a kesef, for an ace, the Torah says you're not allowed to be poided. Now the truth is, if you look in the context of the Torah Shabbiksav, the psukim flow very nicely. The Torah says, "Kol pet derechem lechol basar asher yakrivu l'Hashem ba'adam uva ba'hema yirlach." Parshas Korach, Hashem's talking to Aharon and Aharon's sons, and he says that you're going to get Chof Dalid Matnes Kuna. And Hashem tells Aharon that you're going to get the Peterechem of every animal. Then he says, Ach, Padoi Sifta, Es Bechor HaAdam, Ves Bechor HaBehema Tmeya Tifta. As it relates to Bechor, there's a concept of Pidyon. So if it's a Behema Tmeya, which we know is only the Chamar, you don't get the actual Chamar, but rather the Yisrael's Poida the Chamar with a Seh, and it gives you the Seh. If it's Bechor HaAdam, you don't give the Koyin your Bechor Adam, but you're paid it. How you paid it? The pasuk says, "Uftuya b'ben chaydish tifta." Be'erkach lekesef chamish shkolam b'shakel lekoydish esem geiro. Who you give chamish shlam? And then the Torah says, "Ach b'chor shara b'chor kesef b'chor eiz loy sifta koydishem." So, pasuk the Torah Shabbiksav, what it's saying is, there's different types of b'chor. Sometimes you paid the b'chor, that's the mitzvah, and sometimes you're not paid the b'chor. B'chor behemet tmeya, the chamar, you do peta chamar. You're supposed to be paid it. Bechor Adam, you give five slum to the Kohen. You're supposed to be poida. The mitzvah is called Pidyon HaBen. But when it comes to a Bechor of a Behemah Torah, the Torah says loisif, which Pasha means you're not supposed to be poida. But Chazal learned from here loisas. Not only are you not supposed to be poida, but loisif, there's an iser that you're not allowed to be poida. So the Torah Shavikzav is more just comparing and contrasting Bechor Behemah Tmeya, Bechor Adam, with the Bechor Behemah Torah. But there's an oimik here, and that's a loisas, which is going to permeate today's daf, where the Torah says you're actually not allowed to be poided. As it relates to Maiser Behema, the pasuk says, "V'chol Maiser Bakar V'tzoyin Koylat Sheyaber Tachas Hashovet HaAsiri Yeh Kodesh LaShem." And then the pasuk says, "Lo Yevakir Ben Toiv L'ra V'lo Yemirenu V'im Homer Yemirenu V'hoyu Hu Utmuraso Yeh Kodesh Lo Yigael." So the Torah, the context, is the mitzvah of Maiser Behema and Tmura, FYI, as we'll see in the daf. But the Torah concludes this pasuk by saying Lo Yigael. Lo Yigael is just another word, it's a synonym for Pidyon. You can't be poided. So again, it's a pasuk that says you can't be poided. What's the pasuk pshat in this pasuk? The pasuk pshat is you're sitting with your flock, and the 10th one is going to be kodesh. You don't know which one's going to be the 10th. And now the one that goes tachas hashevet was one that you didn't really want it to be, says the Torah. Number one, tmura. Don't flip and say, instead of this one being the one that's kodesh, I'm going to give the kedusha to the 8th one or to the no, it doesn't work that way. Lo yivake, and not just that, lo yigoil. You're also not allowed to be poided. If this is the asiri, this is the asiri. So that's the spirit of what the pasuk is saying. But again, the loisase is lo yigoil. And then finally, as it relates to cherem, the pasuk says, ach kol cherem asher yachrem ish l'Hashem mikol ashaloi me'adamu behemu misteachuzase lo yimachev lo yigoil. The Torah says that if you make something cherim, which Chazal said this pasuk is referring to the cherim of kehanim, you're not allowed to sell the thing that you made cherim, v'lo yigoel, and you're not allowed to be poida the thing that you made cherim. Cherim kodesh kedoshim u'lashem. So again, we have a parasha of Bechor, a parasha of Maisa Behema, and a parasha of cherim. By all three, the Torah said you're not allowed to be poida them. It said, by Bechor lo yisifteh, as it relates to Maisa Behema and Cherem, it says lo yigael. Pidyon and Geula technically mean the same thing. Stating that, we're going to see now, the Gemara is going to begin with the Braisa that already mentioned on Shabbos, which is that from the fact that here it says Pidyon and there it says Geula, it could be there will be a Nafkemina lahalacha as it relates to this basic Isser of thou shall not be Poida a Bechor Behema Torah, you should not be Poida Maisa Behema, and you should not be Poida Cherem Lekayhan. Talk to Gemara Gufa, the Bechor, why am I there? As it relates to the Bechor, it says Loi Sifta. Vinimka. The halacha is you're only not allowed to be poided, but if you want to sell it, you could sell it. The ma'isa nem, as it relates to ma'isa behem, it says lo yigoyel. And there we learn the enoy nimker lo yichayv lo yishachet. You can't sell it whether it's alive or whether it's already shachet. Lo yitam lo yibal mum. You're not allowed to sell whether it's a tam or whether it's a baal mum. So says the Gemara, plush the way you read the braisa, that from the fact that the Torah used the word lo yisifte by bechar, and the Torah used the word lo yigoyel by ma'isa behem, so we learn from there that the halacha is different. Pidyon luchod and gula luchod. Lo yisifte means you just can't be poided. Lo yigoyel means you also can't sell it. And what's the difference between poida and selling? The difference is very simple. Pidyon means you're going to transfer the kedusha from item A onto item B. So poida, you can do without selling. I could have two items. One is hekdesh, the other one is chulin. And I could say, I want to be poida, the one from hekdesh with the one that's chulin. I'm just going to transfer the kedusha from A to B. When you sell something, you can be poida as well. I'm going to sell something that's hekdesh. You're going to give me back money. The switch that we're going to do will also result in the transfer of kedusha. The thing that you buy will now be chulin. The money that I got in exchange will be kedush. So pidyon just means transferring of kedusha. You can be poida something in the context of a mechira or not in the context of a mechira. Mechira in the reverse has nothing to do with pidyon either. I could sell something and not be poida. I have something that's hekdesh. I'm going to sell it to you. You're going to buy it. It's still going to be hekdesh. So inherently, pidyon is different than mechira. Stating that, the Gemara says that loy sifta means only you can't be poided, but you could sell it. Lo yigoyel means that you're also not allowed to sell. Zok the Gemara, mino hani mili. How do you know that? Apparently, the Gemara held that the word pidyon and the word gula really mean the same thing. So the makar shouldn't be the actual words. If that's the case, how do you know that bechar, you only can't be poida, and ma'isa behema, you also can't sell? Zok the Gemara, Rav Chinen Amar Rav, Chinen Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yoichanon. So Rav and Rav Yoichanon, the two gedolei adar, both said the same teretz. They were mechavim to the same makar, a complicated makar. Nemar, it says lo yigal b'ma'isa. It says by ma'isa behema lo yigal, but nemar lo yigal b'charolim. And it says by cherem of kehanim, like we spoke out in the intro, the same word lo yigal. Ma'la halam mechira imoy, just like by cherem, not only can you not be poida, you also can't sell it. How do you know that? Because that's what the pasuk says. Ach kol cherem lo yimachev lo yigal. So it says clearly you can't be poida, but also says you can't sell it. Avkam mechira imay. So too regarding ma'isa behema, where it says the same word lo yigal, it doesn't just mean that you're not allowed to be poida. It also means you're not allowed to sell it. So how do you know you're not allowed to sell ma'isa behema? It's not from the word lo yigal. It's from gzeira shava. It says lo yigal here. It says lo yigal by cherem. Just like by cherem, you also can't sell it. So too by ma'isa behema, you also can't sell. Amalei Rav Nachman Yisach the Rav Unu Beridu Rav Yeshua Mufni. This gzeira shava has to be mufni. So there's two types of gzeira shavas. Really, three types of gzeira shavas. There's a gzeira shava that's not mufna, and then there's a gzeira shava that's mufna. Within the world of mufna, it could be mufna mitzarechad, it could be mufna mishteit stad. What's the difference between a gzeira shava that's mufna and not mufna? A gzeira shava that's not mufna means you're taking words as building blocks for gzeira shava. These are words the Torah had to use. There's no extra word that I'm saying, oh, why did the Torah write the word? Tezvav, tezvav. Oh, probably to teach me the gzeira shava. There's nothing extra about the word tezvav that it says with regards to sukkahs, or tezvav that it says with regards to Pesach. You need the word tezvav, so you should know when sukkahs is, and you should know when Pesach is. But it says tezvav, tezvav, so you have a gzeira shava. Sometimes a gzeira shava is mufta. It's based on an extra word. L'may nafkemina, could you ask a kasha on a gzeira shava? A gzeira shava that's not mufna, you can ask. A gzeira shava that's mufna, you can't ask. So the Amiram said, "Oh, Malei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Rav of the Brit Rav Yeshua. This gzeira shava better be mufna. Dilei mufna. If not, you can mifrach." It's a very obvious question. How could you learn ma'isa behema from cherem? Malei charamim shekein cholam alaka. Cherem is chal on everything. Rashi says, number one, a person can make his entire eder cherem. You have 100 animals, you can make them all cherem. Ma'isa behema, it's only asiri yekodesh. Additionally, something that's already hektish, you can't make ma'isa behema. But Rashi says, the Gemara learns, that you can take something that's hektish and now give it to the Kayanim. What do you mean if it's hektish? How do you give it to the Kayanim? The Toivas Hanah that you had from that hektish, you're going to have to write a check and give to the Kayanim. But the point is, cherem is more inclusive than ma'isa behema, so you can learn ma'isa behema from cherems. Must be, it's a gzeira shava mufni. What? Or which one of these two lo yigoyels, which are the building blocks of this Kseira Shava is extra. So that's the Gemara. Lo yoyim avalo yigal b'charomim. Let it not say lo yigal b'charomim. V'yigomim mimayisur. Maybe the lo yigal that it says by charomim is extra. Why does the Torah have to say that you can't be paid the chayim? Why can't you learn it from ma'isa behema? How so? My ma'isa kodesh ve'in and nigal. Just like ma'isa behema is kodesh and you can't be paid the raf charomim. Kodesh ve'in and nigal. So to chayim should be the same way. If that's the case, v'lo yigal the kosev rachman olamali. Why then did the Torah say lo yigal b'charomim? Shmami no lafnuye. Presumably to make it extra. So the word lo yigal that it says by chayim is extra. Suggests the Gemara, meaning we just said clearly that this has to be Gzeir Shavim Mufna. So one of these two Loyigals are extra. Meaning either the Torah didn't have to say that you can't be paid the Chayim, or the Torah didn't have to say you can't be paid the Ma'aseh Behem. It says the Gemara, maybe what the Torah didn't have to say was that you can't be paid the Chayim. How would you know it? From Ma'aseh Behem? It says already Loyigal by Ma'aseh Behem. Learn Chayim from Ma'aseh Behem. The Gemara says, Ikla Mifra. It's not what Ma'aseh can Kaddish Lefan of Alachra. By Ma'aseh Behem, there's a Chiddish that something can become Kaddish, Bektuchas Ma'aseh Behem, even Betas. Usually, if someone's Makdish something Betas, Hektish Tois, Machlokes B'Shamim B'Sil, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Nazar, and in different places, but usually it can't be Chal. By Ma'isa Behema, there's a special chiddush that you can make something Ma'isa Behema bitas. The Gemara mentions it in many places. What's the case? The case is you were doing your count of Asiri Yir Kodesh, and accidentally, when the ninth animal went Tachas HaShevet, you thought it was the tenth. So you called it the tenth. And then afterwards, you realized that you made a mistake. So the next one, you called the ninth. Meaning, you called it the tenth, and then you said, oops, it was really the ninth. So you called the next one, which was really the 10th, the 9th, and then you called the 11th the 10th. So the halacha is they're all kodesh. The 9th one is kodesh because you called it the 10th. The 10th one is kodesh because it's really the 10th. And the 11th one is kodesh because you also called it the 10th. The point is, it's a concept of kedushas ma'isa behema being chal afilu betos. You can't learn chayrim from ma'isa behema. Zachar gemara. Ela lo yeme lo yigal b'charom av yigam b'bchar. Maybe the reason lo yigal is extra by Chayrim is not because you learned it from Ma'isa Behema, because you could have learned it from Bechar. Bechar, it says Loisifta, but maybe that's enough to learn Gzer Shava. How do you make Gzer Shava between Loyigal and Loisifta? That's Rabbi Shmuel. The Shava Kain, Ubaha Kain, Zui Shiva, Zui Bi. The Gemara is going to bring it in a minute, but the point is we know that two words that aren't necessarily the same word, as long as they mean the same thing, you can establish Gzer Shava based on that. So says the Gemara, let's learn from Bechar. Ma Bechar Kadosh Vein Nigal, Avchar Ramim, Kedosh Vein Nigal, Loyigal, the Kosh Rachman, Olamali. Oh, must be Lafnui. But the Gemara says, Eklam Irfach. You can't tell me that you could have learned Chayrim from Bechar, because Ma'al Bechar Shekinit Dushasei Meirechem. Bechar has a Chumrah that it's Dushasei Meirechem, as opposed to all other Hektish, where a person, it requires human intervention in order for it to become Kaddish. As a result, that's a Chumrah that Bechar has, says the Gemara. Ella, you're right. Lo Yoyim Lo Yigal B'Maisa. Meaning, the Lo Yigal that it says by Chayrim is not Mufna. Torah had to say that you can't be paid the Chayrim. Because otherwise, how would you know you can't be paid it? The only two other places that the Torah says you can't be paid to something that has Kedusha is Ma'isa Behema and Bechar. You can't learn Chayrim from Ma'isa Behema, and you can't learn Chayrim from Bechar. So the Gemara says, maybe the reason this Kseir Shav is Mufna is because the Lo Yigal that it says by Ma'isa Behema is extra. Why? How would you know Ma'isa Behema? Zok the Gemara, Me'yigomer, Havara, Havara, Mi'Bechar. This Kseir Shav that the Gemara in different places uses to learn a lot of halachas of Bechar from Ma'isa Behema, Ma'isa Behema from Bechar. And it's from the words Havara, Havara. So it says the Gemara, once it says by Bechar, Lo Yisifte. So learn Ma'isa Behema from Bechar. Ma Bechar Kodesh Vein Nigal. Af Ma'isa Kodesh Vein Nigal. Lo Yigal the Kosev Rachman of Ma'isa Lomali. Must be Laf Nuye. But the Gemara says, Va'akati B'Ma'isa Nami Loi Mufni De Ikol Mifrach Kida Barchin. And I don't understand the Kasha. What are you telling me? So you're telling me that the Lo Yigal that it says by Ma'isa Behema is extra. Why? Because I could have learned it from Bechar. How would I learn it from Bechar? With the Havara, Havara, with that Kseir Shava, L'chaira, just like we said, you can't learn Chayrim from Bechar, because Bechar has a Chumrah that is Kedushas Mirechem. How could I learn Ma'isa Behema from Bechar? Bechar has the same Chumrah, it's Kedushas Mirechem. But the Gemara says, V'avarta Kro Yaseiru. No, that Kseir Shava, Kishmak, of Havara, Havara is a Kseir Shava Mufna. As a result, you can't ask any kashas on that Kseir Shava. So really, the Lo Yigal of Ma'isa Behema, I would already know from Bechar, because even though there's a Pircha on the Kseir Shava, but that Gzeir Shava happens to be a Gzeir Shava Mufna. So why did Torah have to say Lo Yigal by Ma'isa Behema to tell me that the Gzeir Shava Lo Yigal is also Mufna to teach me Ma'isa Behema from Chayrim, that just like by Chayrim it says Lo Yigal and it also says Lo Yimake, so too by Ma'isa Behema where it says Lo Yigal, there's also going to be an Issa Mechir. But the Gemara makes one final cheshbon. Bechar Nami Nelev Geula Geula Mecharamim De Ma'isa. Frey the Gemara, why don't you say that to the extent that we should learn Bechor from Cherim as well. Meaning, let Bechor also have in Isser Mechira, at let's learn it from Cherim. Sok the Gemara, you can't. The Ma'iser Mufni, the Bechor Loi Mufni. We just said already that there's nothing Mufna for us to go ahead and be able to establish the Exer Shavu. What's Mufna? The Torah had to say that you can't be Poy the Bechor. The Torah had to say you can't be Poy the Cherim. What was Mufna in the Exer Shavu? It was Leigail of Meiser that was Mufna. And that's why you were able to make Gzeir Shava between Meiser and between Cherem. But to make Gzeir Shava between Bechor and Cherem, Cherem is not Mufna. The Gemara already talked that through. And Bechor apparently is also not Mufna. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, there's nothing Mufna. But the Gemara asks the Geshmak Akasha. Umaychaz is the Loisifta de Bechor Lugufe. Uda Meiser Lafnuye. How do you know to say that when it says in the Torah, Loisifta by Bechor, it's coming to tell me that you can't be Poyde? As a result, being that this is Gzeir Shava Avara Avara, you have Akasha, why the Torah say Lo Yigal by Meiser? Must be Lo Yigal by Meiser's Mufna. Now that it's Mufna, I can make Gzeir Shava. If you're halting cheshbon from cherem kayanim to tell me that there's a nisa mechira by ma'isa behema, break the gemara. Maybe make the reverse cheshbon. Ve'ema ma'isa legufit. Maybe when it says lo yigal by ma'isa, I needed it. The fact then that it says lo sifta by bechor is la'afnuye, because I can learn bechor from ma'isa behema with the same exact gzeira shava. And now that lo sifta by bechor is extra, I can use lo sifta to learn a gzeira shava from Cherem Kehanim, that just like Cherem Kehanim, there's a Nisa Mechira, so too by Bechor, there's going to be a Nisa Mechira. Meaning, how do you know which way to go? We decided that there's a Gzeir Shavah between Ma'isa Behema and Bechor. Based on that, a Torah doesn't have to tell me that you can't be part of the Ma'isa Behema and Bechor. Tell me one, and this Gzeir Shavah, which is Mufni, can't even ask kashas on, for sure would teach me the other. So the Gemara says, okay, so Bechor, based on that, the Torah didn't have to say it by Ma'isa. Meiser, therefore, is Mufna. Now I can learn a Nisa Mechir from Cherem. You want to ask if I care? Maybe, being that there's a Gzeir Shavah, the Torah had to say it by Meiser, they didn't have to say it by Bechor. So that by Bechor it's going to be Mufna. And now let me learn Bechor from Cherem. So the Gemara says very Gishmak. Donim gula gula vein donim pedia migula. At the end of the day, if you're going to learn Bechor from Cherem, what's the Gzeir Shavah going to be? It says Leisifta by Bechor, and it says Leigal by Cherem. If you're going to learn Meiser Behema from Cherem, what's the Gzeir Shavah going to be? It says Leigal by Meiser Behema, it says Leigal by Cherem. That's a bad Gzeir Shavah. And being that that's a bad Gzeir Shavah, that's why we'd rather in Cheshbin end up over there. Faith to Gemara, might not give me that, doesn't really matter. You can make Gzeir Shavah from Leisifta and Leigal. The Gemara says what it always says. That's if there's no better option. But the Domile Alfina, and over here there's a better option. Faith to Gemara, Velev of Bechor, Havara, Havara, Mi Meister. Why don't we say that it's true? You can't learn Bechor directly from Cherem to tell me that there's an Issa Mechira. But I know that Meister Behem has a Issa Mechira. I learned that from Cherem. And I have a Gzeir Shavah, Havara, Havara, that learns Bechor from Meiser, Meiser from Bechor. So I say that once we establish that there's a Nisa Mechira by Meiser Behem, there should be a Nisa Mechira by Bechor as well. We already established that there's a Nisa Mechira. Gula Gula Lo Yigal Lo Yigal from Cherem. So why don't we say that once I know it by Meiser Behem and now I could learn it to Bechor? There's also a Mir in the parasha of Cherem, and from the Mir in the parasha of Cherem it says Kol Cherem Kodesh Kedoshim. Who is a miyut to tell me v'loy bechor? Faith him v'ema huvaloy ma'aser. Oh, now that there's a miyut, how do you know the miyut is ma'ayat bechor? Maybe it's a ma'ayat ma'aser. So the words, no, ma'aser, gulag ma'aser. We just said that there's a basis to compare and equate the halachas of ma'aser with the halachas of cherem. Based on lo yigal, you don't have that as it relates to bechor and cherem. And it's for that reason, this is the way we come. Either way, this concludes the first of three pshatim in the Gemara. Again, the Gemara began with a price. It says you can't be poyda ma'aser behem. It says you can't be poyda bechor. Stating that, the halach is different. As it relates to Bechor, you just can't be poyed, but you could sell a Bechor. Just it's going to maintain its Kedusha. A coin could sell it to another, whatever, he could sell it. It's just that he can't be poyed. As it relates to Ma'isa Behema, you can't be poyed, you also can't sell it. What's the Makar? So at the end of the day, after a whole Arichos, it's actually a very simple Makar. It says Lo Yigal by Ma'isa Behema, and it says Lo Yigal by Cherem. Just like by Cherem, it also says Lo Yimacher, so too there's going to be an Issa Mechira when it comes to Ma'isa Behema as well. That was the first Pshat in the Gemara, which was Rav and Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat. Rav Amar, Rav says the second Teretz. Lo Yigal de Cherem and Lo Yitzarech. You want to know what the Makar is that you're not allowed to sell Ma'isa Behema? I know it from the fact that the Torah said Lo Yigal by Cherem. And if you look at Rashi on the top of Amid Beis, so Rashi brings different Pshatim that he heard how to learn this Gemara. At the end, Rashi changes the Gersa in the Gemara. So we'll go with Rashi's preferred pshat, which is not lo yigoyel de charamim lo yitzarech, but rather lo yimacher de charamim lo yitzarech. Meaning, Rava held that lo yimacher, as we'll see, in the context of cher, really doesn't make any sense. Why? This new hechem, when the Torah says you're not allowed to sell cher mekehanim, where exactly is the cher? So who's the Torah talking to, and where is it? E bailim, is it in the possession of the bailim? Hektish nino, it's not his, it belongs to the kehanim. You have a havamini, you could sell something that's not yours. And ibe kayin, Elamite's talking about, well, you already gave it to the kayin, and now you're telling the kayin he can't sell it. Why shouldn't the kayin be able to sell it? Chulinu, tanya will into the brayis, acharom, kol zman shem yibayis bailim, reka hektish kol devrim. Shedem akol cherim kayidish kedoshim l'ashem, referring to the cherim of kehanim. Nasal l'kayin, once he gives it to the kayin, harin kechulim l'chol devrim. Shedem akol cherim b'yisrael l'chol, yeah, it's a pasuk in Parshas Korach that talks about the man of skuna. So if it's in my house, the Yisrael, then I can't sell because it's not mine. You know, the moicher dava shein shalai. And if it's in the possession of the kayin, the tchulin, kol cheirim, why in the world should he not be able to sell it? And therefore, again, change the gears. So, lo yimacher dekas of rachman olam ali. Not lo yigol. Lo yimacher dekas of rachman olam ali. Fake rava. Why did Torah write lo yimacher? Must be. Eino yinyan l'charamim. Tneyo yinyan l'maiser. Must be the Torah wrote it by cheirim, but meant it by Maisa Behema. Frank Gemara, Eimu Tenei Yinyin L'Bachar. How do you know where to put it? Right, Eimu Yinyin, Tenei Yinyin, seems like this, I don't know, you put it wherever you want to put it. So Behecha Tesi, attach it to Maisa Behema, maybe attach it to Bachar. Meaning, it sounds like the Gemara wants to attach it to an Issa Pidyon, where it says in the Torah, you can't be paid it, let's throw in also an Issa Mechira. They're related to each other, obviously. So that's what the Torah means to say. But it says twice he can't be paid. It says it by Bechar, it says it by Maisa. Zakti Gemara, no, Maisa Gula Kamoisa. At the end of the day, by Maisa, it says the same word, Lo Yigo, as opposed to by Bechar, it says a word that means Lo Yigo, but doesn't say Lo Yigo. It says like Sifta, therefore it makes more sense to put it over there. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi said a third Torah. It's Omar, Lo Yigo, the Maisa, Lo Yimachehu. Ravashi said then what says in the Torah, Lo Yigo, by Maisa Behemo, even though Lo Yigo, traditionally, would be translated as thou shall not be paided, but really over here Rav Ashi said, I know from the pasuk minei ubei, that's not what it means, but rather lo yimacher over here is what it really means. Lo yigol means issa mechira. I'm Rav Ashi, how do you know that? It's not usually what it means. Geula usually would mean to redeem. We said redeeming and selling is not the same thing. So how did Rav Ashi know that when it says lo yigol by ma'isa dehem it means lo yimacher? Said chsev, because look at the context of the pasuk. The context of all these pasukim are very important. It says v'hayu hu utmurasa yiyakodesh, and then it says lo yigol. So we spoke out in the intro what this means. A yid has an eder, he has a flock of animals, and he knows the 10th one is going to be kodesh. Now the 10th one went underneath the shevet, it wasn't happy. Says the Torah lo yivakir ben toiv l'ra. You shouldn't switch it. It's something called tmura. They both end up b'kedusha. And then it says, lo yigol. But clearly, we're talking about, you have two options here. One thing is tmura, and the other thing is redeeming it. And the Torah is saying, don't do either one. You're not happy with the results, with the outcome of your ma'isa ve'ema. Live with it. It is what it is. You're not allowed to switch it. Love it. Loisa says in the Torah. There's a parish of Tamura. There's an Issa La Yigoyal. This is not something that you're allowed to do. Zokta Gemara, said Ravashi, Eimasai Oisa Tamura. When is an animal subject to the laws of Tamura Michai? Right? Once an animal had Shechita, you can't do Tamura anymore. You can only do Tamura when an animal's alive. Eimasai Einai Nigo Michai. So from there he learns out. Must be that this halacha of lo yigoel is also only negeya michayim. Hola achas shchita nigol. But it sounds like after shchita, you could be paided. Meaning, Rav Ashi made a deal. The Torah put the issa lo yigoel together with the issa tmura. Why did the Torah do that? So we said in the Pshuta Shal Mikra, the Torah is just saying two things that a person may have done, don't do it. Okay. But halachically speaking, says Rav Ashi, there's a smichos between the parasha of Tamura as it relates to Ma'aseh Behema and the loisa say of lo yigol. You know why the Torah put them together? To teach me a halacha. The halacha is that just like Tamura is only negei mechayim, so too the loisa say of lo yigol is only negei mechayim. But once you shecht it, there's no issa lo yigol anymore. Says Rav Ashi, a gishmak akasha. If lo yigol means pidyon, which is what it usually means, then how could the Torah tell me that I'm allowed to be paided after shchita? You can't be paid to something after shchita. This was yesterday's daf. In order to be paid to something, the finger being paid has to stand in front of Beis Din. So a piece of meat that's already been packaged and salted and kashered can't stand literally in front of Beis Din. Elamai, the only time it's shaykh to be paid to something is while it's alive. So if that's the case, why is the Torah putting lo yigol next to the leis asay of tmura? To teach me halacha that there is a lo yigol is only negay when tmura is negay, meaning it's only negay mechayim la'acham misa, there's no iser anymore. If lo yigol means pidyon, there's anyways no pidyon la'achar misa, because it's not shaykh ha'mada v'aracha. Elish ma'amin lo yigol lo yimacheru. So said Rav Ashi, must be that when it says in the Torah lo yigol means something you could do la'achar misa. What could you do? Mechira, oh, must be, let you go, means let you mock. But the Gemara says, this is a very nice pshat, if you hold this, a din ha-mada v'arocha b'kotchim izbech. It's not, nich l'manda b'kotchim izbech, hoi b'chal l'mada v'arocha. El, l'manda b'kotchim izbech, hoi b'chal l'mada v'arocha, ma yikil l'meiba, but according to l'manda that says b'kotchim izbech, this anyway is no halacha v'amada v'arocha. So this is a moot point, and Ravashi's kasha is not a kasha, teretz is not a teretz. So if you hold you need ha-mada v'arocha, then it's not negei opidyo in la'achar shchita. If the Torah tells me that the lo yigol doesn't relate to la'achar shchita, vaisleis we don't mean pidyon, vaisleis we mean mechir. But if you're telling me that there's no din amad of arocha anyway, so you could be paid the lach hashchitas. Maybe lo yigol mean shchita. So the Gemara says no. Anan hachi kamin. Rav Ashi meant it a little differently. He didn't want to get involved in that machlokes. He meant to say something else. Mi'ek amidi the mechayim loy mifrach ula'achar shchita mifrach. What would be the svarin? Rav Ashi was bothered not by the technicality of amad of arocha. That's what Gemara thought he meant. That's not what he meant. He meant more in the svara. You mean to tell me that you can't do geula mechayim, balacha shchita you could? Says the Gemara, why not? Alam aloy, mechayim dalima kidushasei loy mifrik. Lacha shchita da'akalei kidushasei mifrik. Maybe, yeah, maybe that's what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying that while the animal's alive, it has more kedusha, and as a result, well, you go. But once it dies, after the shchita, it loses some of its kedusha, and at that point, maybe there is no halacha of lo yigal. But the Gemara says, like, kol shkenu, uma mechayim de olam lemitvas pinyoinoi, loy mifrik, lacha shchita de loy olam lemitvas pinyoinoi mifrik. We've seen this before, that in svara, the more kaddish something is, the more subject it is to the laws of pinyon. So actually, it's counterintuitive to say that when it's more kaddish, when it's alive, there'd be an iser pinyon, but after it's not alive anymore, there wouldn't be an iser pinyon. So Rav Ashi said, forget about the technical aspects. Let's assume you could do pidyon lacha shchita, because there's no din amad of arocha. But at the end of the day, what's the svara? Why would the Torah say that lo yigol when it's alive, but no lo yigol lachar misa? If anything, it should be just the opposite. Lachar shchita is where it should be less shayich to pidyon. Because lachar shchita, it's less kaddish. When it's less kaddish, it's lo yolam l'mitvas pidyon. Elu says the Gemara, Shema Mina, Rav Ashi held lo yigol lo yimacheru. Must be lo yigol doesn't mean pidyon, it means don't sell it. And then it makes sense. Because when it's alive, it's more kaddish than there's in the semechir. After it's dead, after you shechted it already, at that point it loses some of its kedusha. At that point, it won't be an iser anymore. Fake the Gemara, the obvious question of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, if lo yigol means lo yimacher, then malichta brachmano lo yimacher. Then why does it tell you right lo yigol? Let it say lo yimacher. So the Gemara says ikas brachmano lo yimacher. It said lo yimacher. I mean, I would have thought it's davuni hodu le mizdavin tika avin uvdin dechal. You're only not allowed to sell it because to sell it, that's uvdin dechal. That's not befitting, it's degrading to the kachem. Avul efruke mifre. But to be paid it, maybe that's not degrading. Da ayol dam of lehekdish. At the same way, by an act of pidyon, you're taking away kedusha from something, you're also bringing kedusha in. So maybe it should be okay. That's what the Torah wrote, lo yigol. The loy is davuni mizdavin, the loy is fruki mifrik. Say you can't sell it, and say you can't be poided, Axel. So either way, we began with a brisa. The brisa says that it says in the Torah with regards to maisa behema, lo yigol. It says in the Torah with regards to bechor, lo sifta. Pasha, they both mean the same thing. You're not allowed to be poida bechor. You can't be poida maisa behema. Stating that, by maisa behema, in addition to the isa pidyon, there's also an isa mechir. You also can't sell. There's no isa to sell bechor. You just can't be poida the bechor. But as relates to maisa behema, there's also an isa to sell. What's the makar to this isa mechira? Three pshatim. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan said, zeru shavar from chayra. It says, lo yigol by maisa behema, so lo yigol by chayrim kayanim. Just like there, it also says lo yimacher, so to hear lo yimacher as well. Rava said that when it says lo yimacher by chayrim shal kayanim, really, it's not negeya by chayrim shal kehanim. There's no mocking for it. It may not inyan the chayrim shal kehanim, but tenei inyan the ma'isa behema. So, what's the makar to the isa mechira by ma'isa behema? The lo yimacher that it says by chayrim. Lo yimacher by chayrim is a makar to ma'isa behema? Yeah, the may not inyan, tenei inyan. Third pshat, which is Rav Ashi's pshat, Rav Ashi said that it's true, lo yigoil usually would mean thou shalt not be poida. But over here, it must mean you shouldn't sell it. Rav Ashi's cheshbon, according to Rav Ashi, it's the pshutei shel mikra. It's not a gzeir shava. It's not an eino yinyin, teneyo yinyin, but it's the literal definition of the word. When it says in the Torah, lo yigoil, although traditionally it doesn't mean lo yimacher, what's the raya? Chayrim shel kayanim. It says lo yimacher v'lo yigal. So obviously they're not the same thing. But over here, lo yigal is going to mean lo yimacher. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara as it relates to Meiser Behema that ties itself in a little bit to Inyan HaDiyayimah. So of course, this week, Thursday, is Lag Ba'omer. And Lag Ba'omer is where, for many, the Avelus of Sfira ends. And the Makar is Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Pesach, Simin Tov Tzadik Gimel. Sivkot and Aleph. Noyagim Shaloi Lisa Isha Bein Pesach La'atzeres Ad Lag Ba'omer. The meaning is not to get married between Pesach and Atzeres.
but only until Lag BaOmer.
What's the reason? Because it was during that time that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away. And the Mechaber says, different things you're allowed to do, what about shaving, cutting your hair, etc., etc. But the bottom line is that the significance of Lag BaOmer in Halacha is tremendous. There's a Halacha, this Dine Avelos, that it has to be Noyig during the Yemei Asvira, but it's only up until Lag BaOmer. Why? Because the basis for the Avelos is related to the fact that the Talmida Rabbi Akiva, Shlei Nag, Kovitz Elazar, the 24,000 Talmidim all died. They stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, so it's for that reason there's Avelos during the Tkufa that they were dying, but the Avelos ceases to exist on Lag BaOmer, because that's the day that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva passed away. So what does this have to do with Maisa Behema? So I saw a Dover Nifla brought in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim. He brings it b'shem Sfarim HaKadoshim, who bring it b'shem Rab Shamshin Me'Ostropoli, who said an unbelievable thing. We know the Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechtes Brachis, Daf Samech Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Ptira, not of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, but of Rabbi Akiva itself. So we're familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara with Papas Ben Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, Shrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shenitfasta, Aldivrei Torah, but I'm skipping to the end. The Shosho Itzi was Rabbi Akiva, Lahariga, when they took Rabbi Akiva to be killed. Rabbi Akiva's on death row. Zman Kriyashma Hayar. It was Man Kriyashma. Vayusarkin es Pisaroi, Bimasrekei Shal Barzal. And they were torturing him. Vayimakabal Olav El Malchus Shamayim. And Rabbi Akiva was being Kabbalah on himself, oh Malchus Shemayim, Omrulei Talmidav. His Talmidim told him, Rabbeinu, Ad Kan? Amalehem, Kol Yom Ha'isim Mitztar Al Pasuk Zeh, Bechol Nafshecha, Afilu Noitelos Nishmascha. Rabbi Akiva said, I was always bothered. Every time I said Krishma, I always used to say to myself, Amarti Masa Yovai Liyodai Va'akaimenu. I'm waiting for the day that I'll actually be able to be Mekayim this. Achshav Shabol Yodi says, now that I have an opportunity to be Mekayim this, Loyakaimenu, should I not be Mekayim? And Hoyamayrich Be'echad, he was being Mayrich Be'echad, Ad She Yotzes on Nishmosai Be'echad, Yotzes on Baskel, Va'omra, Shrecha Rabbi Akiva, She Yotzes. Nishmascha be'echad, said Reb Shamsha Miostropoli, quoting the Arizal, that the Gemara says Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyotza nishmascha be'echad. He says that we know Rabbi Akiva was killed. He was one of the Asara Rugei Malchus. The Asara Rugei Malchus were killed as a kapara for the fact that the Shvatim had sold Yosef. So this was all to be mechaper for Mechiras Yosef. Each one of the Asara Rugei Malchus corresponded to one of the Shvatim. That sold Yosef. But we know, said the Arizal, that when the Shvatim sold Yosef, they got together with a minion, they put Yosef in Cherim, and they paskind as a Dovish HaBikdusha with a minion that Yosef has to be sold. They were mitzaref HaKadosh Baruch Hu into that minion, ki yodua b'svarim HaKadoshim. Said Darizal that Rabbi Akiva came to be mechaper for the role that Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself played, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself played in the Mechiras Yosef. And he said, that's the oimek of Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyotzes on nishmasa be'echad. What does it mean, echad? He was coming, kineged, the echad, yochid u'miyuchad. Referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his role in all this was to come be mechaper for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He said, it's a dover nifli. He says that the emes is, the Arizal said that Rabbi Akiva couldn't be one of the brothers because Rabbi Akiva was a ben gerim, and gerim are not included in the achva. He says, mamish dvorim niflam. But Arizal said, that's the soid of Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, sheyasa nishmasa ba'echad, pirish bishvil echad, sheyashchino, hanikras yichudai shalom. Said Rabbi Shamsha Miastropoli, that I believe this is merumas in a pasuk in the Torah. You know which pasuk? The pasuk we spoke about. He said, V'chol, the word V'chol is Rosh Tevis, V'zeh Kapara V'shchina. It was a Kapara for the Shchina. Meiser is Misas Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, but Meiser, the Mem Ayin, is Misas Rabbi Akiva, Shin Reish, Shehoya Roya. The next words are Bokar V'tzoyin. And he continued. He said, "Kol Asheyavar," as it relates to all the Asara Rugei Malchus, they were Tachas Hashevet. They were coming to be Mechaper. They were coming to be Mechaper for the Kedoshe, for the Shvatim. Avlo Asiri,
Yir Kodesh, Hainu, B'mokim HaShchino, HaKadosh HaShatzir Fuimam, they were Mitzarev the Shchino, to make this minyan. So who was coming to be Mitzarev, Kenegedo Asir Yir Kodesh? That's Rabbi Akiva. That's the Vezek HaPorah V'Shchino. It's Misas Akiva. Shayiroi Abakov Vitzoyim Ki Yodua, Kol HaShe Yavar, all the other Shvatim, they were Tachas HaShev. They will come to be Mechaper Kenegedo the Shvatim. But Asir Yir Kodesh, that was Rabbi Akiva. He was coming to be Mechaper on the Shchino Kaviyachal itself. So again, this week, the theme is the Misa of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, and when the Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. So this is a Gemara that talks about the Misa of Rabbi Akiva itself, so just two Ha'aras. So we know that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died between Pesach and Shavuos, up until Lag BaOmer. What about Rabbi Akiva himself? When did Rabbi Akiva, he was killed, when did this happen? The Ben Yoyada in Masechtas Brachos, right here on this Gemara, says, Loi Amru, Loi Kei B'Yad, when exactly did this happen? Yodua Shu Nechbash Be'elo. He says it's Yodua that Rabbi Akiva was taken into Tfisa, B'chaydesh Elul, V'nifta B'yom HaKippurim, and he passed away in Yom Kippur. U'me'es Asher Nechbash Ad Yom HaKippurim, from the day that he was locked up, he was incarcerated, until the day he was killed, Ha'yonidin kol yom lifnei oisei rasha, U'bechol yom sorkin b'saray. Every single day they used to go through this. U'be'es sorkin every day ha'yom mekabu malchus shemayim b'pasik shema Yisrael, ki kol yom choshev sha'yom yomus miroi v'atzar. He thought that today is the day that he was going to die. Says the Ben Yoyada that you have to say something along the lines of what I'm saying. It's muchach that way. He says, why? He says, because it always bothered me. What's Pashup Shat? The Rabbi Akiva, they're killing Rabbi Akiva, and that he's saying Krishna. And Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the Talmidim, they come to him, he say, Ad Kan. And Rabbi Akiva starts having a conversation with them. How's he having a conversation with them in the middle of saying Krishna? He can't be mafsik in the middle of Krishna. He tells them, he's a middle lane of Krishna. How could he be mafsik in the middle of Krishna? As I freaked the Ben Ishchai in his Ben Yoyada. He says, the Pshat's Pashit, this happened every day for 40 days. So the first time it happened, they saw this Maimid, and then eventually this Rasha decided, and instead of killing Rabbi Akiva, he's going to torture him a little more. So La'achra Maisa, they asked him, he said, if this would have happened one time, you'd have a kasha on the story. Had they had this conversation with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva can't be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. So he says that must be that this is something that repeated itself. So when did Rabbi Akiva die? He was killed on Yom Kippur. So the Talmid Rabbi Akiva is during this Tkufa, Ben Pesach La'atzeres, but as relates to Rabbi Akiva himself, this took place, it was Chodesh Elul, that's when he was tortured, and then finally, Yatzen Neshmasi Be'echad, that happened on Yom Kippur. I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw right here, so just in the spirit of above our pay grade, just one other Dover Nifla. So the Talmidim see Rabbi Akiva saying Kriya Shema, and they said, Ad Kan? Ad Kan. It's a funny lashon. What does Ad Kan mean? Pashur, you're reading Gemara. It's hard to read. What does it mean, Ad Kan? He said, Kol yom ha'yoyisi mitzdar al-mikrat. I used to always say, when am I going to be mekayim v'chol nafshecha? Now I have an opportunity to be mekayim v'chol nafshecha. Says the Chidon Pesach Inayim, I'm quoting. Shamati, shepirishu ha'mikubolim. She soifei tevois, the soifei tevois of v'yahafta es Hashem Elokecha. Es Hashem Elokecha is tof. Hashem is havaya. That's hey, Elokecha is chof. Hem oisi is chof hey tof. 425. And it's a shame that people can use if a person finds himself in a tzara. So for the Yodei Davar, this shame has a koyach to be matzah from the tzara. So it says the Chidah, that's what they told him at Kan. Rabbi Akiva sitting is being tortured by this monster. He has a way out. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Just go weiter. V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. You could be mechaven in the soifei tevois of es Hashem Elokecha. Tov chof hey, which is this shame, and by that you'll be able to be saved. So they said, Ad Kan, go weiter. Why don't you say the shame like this? You'll be able to be saved. What did he answer? V'uheshiv kol yomai ha'yisim mitzdar. He says, punk fakert. V'yamayrich be'echad. He says, that's the oimig of mayrich be'echad. Why don't you just go weiter? Continue saying Kriyishma. What's this echad? What was the mayrich be'echad? He was mayrich be'echad because lo yirotza lechavim b'shem ha'niska l'kadashmoy. Because had he gone weiter, he was saying Kriyishma. So had he gone weiter past echad, he would have been forced to have the kavanas of Rabbi Akiva, and had he had the kavanas of Rabbi Akiva, he would have been saved, and he didn't want to be saved, because he said, Kol yom ha'yisi mitzdayer, we're not going to be mekayim this mitzvah. That was the lashon of Ad Kan, and that was his answer of Kol yom ha'yisi, his Kol yom ha'yisi doesn't want to go back there. I hear Vizer Romzu Razal. I hear maybe that's good for what happened the other days. Vizer Romzu Mazal. He says that's the Remez in Chazal. It says in the Yalku V'yiftuchu. He says we say V'yiftuchu b'cha yoydei shemecha ki lo yozafta darshecha Hashem. So he says V'yiftuchu b'cha yoydei shemecha. The yoydei shemecha, the ones that are yoydei the shemos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they have betochen. They know they're safe. They know they can't be harmed. You know why? Because lo yosafta darshecha Hashem. Azafta darshecha Hashem is also soifei teva. It's tof chav hey. So being that they know the Shem that's hidden in azafta darshecha Hashem is v'yiftachu b'chayyid shemach. They have nothing to worry about. Why? Ki lo yosafta darshecha Hashem. Either way, we still have some more time. Zok demishna vayte. B'shamay yoimrin. B'shamay says, again, we're talking about a b'char that has a mum. So the halach is a b'char b'amum. You're allowed to sell. Not only are you allowed to sell it, but the Mishnah said there are halachas in terms of how you're allowed to sell it. Meaning, Psuli HaMikdashim, that was the first Mishnah of Eirik, you're allowed to sell, you can even sell the way you sell Chulin. Why? Because the beneficiary of that sale is going to be Hekdish, and we want Hekdish to be able to make as much money as possible. As it relates, however, to selling a Bechar, being that the beneficiary is going to be the Kohen, despite the fact you're allowed to sell it, but you have to be careful with how you sell. Now the Mishnah is discussing something else. Not sell it versus not selling it. But when it comes to eat this Bechar Bamum, who's allowed to eat from it? So we know it belongs to the Kohen. The Kohen gets it despite the fact that it has a mum. But in terms of who gets to eat from it, only a Kohen's allowed to eat from Bechar Bamum. Yisrael is not allowed to. Beisul matirim. Beisul says it's okay. Even a non-Jew. Meaning Beisul says not only is a Yisrael allowed to eat from a Bechar that has a mum, but even a Oivet Koychavim is allowed to eat from this Bechar as well. Zokti Gemara, Masisa Mani, who's the Tanavar Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, we learned in the Braise, Bechar, hey, Nimna Nolav, Elo Chabur, Shkul, Kihan, and Divri Beshamit. Beshamai says that if you have a Bechar that has a mum, a Koyan wants to invite his friends over to now enjoy this animal, he could only invite Kohanim, but you can't invite Yisrael. Beisul says, Afilu Zar. Rabbi Akiva had a different Girsan Beisul. He was matir, afilu oive kechavim. So our Mishnah that says Beisul matirim, v'afilu oive kechavim is obviously Beisul, because apparently there were two sheep in Beisul. Beisul said, afilu zarim, Rabbi Akiva in Beisul said, afilu oive kechavim. Clearly, our Stam Mishnah, like most Stamei Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, that holds that according to Beisul, not only Yisrael, but even a Levi Kechav. So, don't write, Tami the Beishamai. What's the Beishamai that says that only a Kohen is allowed to eat from a Bechar Balmon? The Chesiv, because the Pasuk says, U Besorim Yeloch, Mahasam Kohanim in Yisrael Loi, Avhocha Kohanim in Yisrael Loi. The Pasuk, when it talks about the Bechar, so it says, U Besorim Yeloch, Kechaze HaTnufa, U Keshoi Kayomim Lecha Yeh. They have to treat it like the Chelek of a Shlomim that was given to the Kohanim. So, if we compare the Bechar to that chelik of the animal, okay, so just like the shoy kayam and the chazay hatnufa was only eaten by kehanim, so too the bechor was only eaten by kehanim. So Gemar Basil, what does Basil hold? Very posh, hanim mili tam. That's all true for bechor. That's a tam. Aval bamum, but as it relates to a bamum, k'siv the other pasuk says atome v'ator yachtov yechlenu. That pasuk is a pasuk we spoke a lot about over the last few weeks. That's the pasuk that talks not about a bechor bamum specifically, but about all karbanis that have a mum, absolutely hamikdashim, where the Torah says rak bechol avas nafshecha tizbech ve'achal, you can eat wherever you want, ketzvive ka'ayil, you can eat it literally like the tzvi in the aisle, but the pasuk says the tummy and the tar can eat it. Meaning, if you have a karban that has a mum, absolutely hamikdashim, even a Tomei could eat it, says Beis Hillel. If a Tomei could eat it, now I have a back of the envelope. Kal v'chayim. Ma Tomei sheini oichel b'kachim kalim. Oichel b'bechar. Ma d'cha Tomei was not allowed to eat kachim kalim. Is allowed to eat a b'char b'amum. Zor she oichel b'kachim kalim. Zor that could eat kachim kalim. Eino yidin she oichel b'bechar. But the Gemara says, ikla mifrach. Ma d'cha Tomei shekenhut b'chol b'avay desibur. Why are you assuming that the Isser Zaris, the Psul Zaris, is more leicht than Tomei? Because you find the chumra in Tomei. Tomei can't eat kachim, whereas Zor could eat kachim. I'll find a kula. A zar can never do the avoida. A tummy could sometimes do the avoida. Tumah huchu b'tzibur, like the Rambam paskins tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. The Gemara Beisul is going to answer. No, what do avoida come? Bachila kamina. You're right. If we were handling a zar versus a tummy with in the context of avoida, then for sure I would say zar is more chamer. But we're handling in the context of achila. Tumah huchu b'tzibur, tumah dechuyah b'tzibur doesn't allow achila. It just allows the avoida. So as it relates to achila, a tummy is more chamer than a zar. And if you find that a tummy could eat from Suli HaMikdashim, a zar would be able to eat from Suli HaMikdashim as well. Achilo zar odev. Rabbi Akiva matir. Vafilo oiv kecham. Rabbi Akiva said that not only according to Beisul could a zar eat a bechar bamum, but even a goy is allowed to. My time with Rabbi Akiva, ketziva ka'ayil. The Torah compares Suli HaMikdashim to a tzvi and an ayil. Matzvi v'ayil mutal oiv kechavim. Just like a non-Jew is allowed to eat from a tzvi and an ayil, obviously. Av psulim, mutal oiv kechavim. So too, Suli HaMikdashim, a guy is allowed to eat. The idach, sakti gemara, the tanakama. What's he going to do with this pasik of ketziva ka'ayel? So the short answer is he's going to use it for other things. Tlasa, tziva ayel ksivi. It says three times tziva ayel. And that parish of psulim, when you go through the psukim, three times the Torah says you could eat a ketziva ka'ayel. Why three times? Chad, lechid Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yoshi. One for what Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yoshi said. What did they say? Rashi says, le nisparish lanu heichan. We don't know. We don't know. We don't have this Messiah. We don't know. I have this halacha. The second one, Rabbi Elazar Kapper. Rashi says, that's the makar that at Tzvi and Anayil, you have a mitzvah of Shechita. The context of the Gemara is discussing the makar to Shechita, and Shechita is the one mitzvah that's learned out from Torah Shebal Peh. If you remember, Chulin Daf Chav Ches, right? It's Kasher Tzibisicha. We're Torah Shebal Peh. It's a remes in the Torah Shebal Ksav to the Torah Shebal Peh, which is unique. But either way, so Ketziv V'Kayel teaches me that just like the Shechita by a behemoth, the Shechita B'Chai as well. The Yidduch, and the last one is Ma Tzvi V'Ayel, Ptur V'Nabachayr, just like Tzvi V'Ayel, don't have B'Chayr, absolutely not B'Kdosh, but not B'Chayr, then we part from B'Chayr as well. So either way, Rabbi Kiva said, Ketziv V'Ayel is coming to teach me that an Ovi Kechavim who could eat a Tzvi V'Ayel could eat a B'Chayr B'Amum. What did the Chachamim do? What did Bishamai do? What did Tanakama, Libet Beisol do? They said they use it for other things. In fact, there's three Tzviva Ayels, and all three Tzviva Ayels are already accounted for. And as a result, we can't learn Rabbi Akiva's halacha excel in Tzveitim. So just before we end, one more ha'ara, again, related to today's daf, but also sort of in Yonah D'Yoyma. That is, the first ha'ara was related to Maisa Behema. The second ha'ara is related to Cherim Shel Kehanim. So we had this unique type of hektish, which is Cherim Shel Kehanim. The pasik is in the end of Parashas Bechukai, say, Ach kol cherem, ashe yachrem ish lashem, mikoy lashe aloi, mi odam uvehemo, umisteach uzasai, lo yimachav lo yigo. So if someone makes something cherem, whatever it is, whether it's an Adam, whether it's a behema, whether it's steach uzasai, says the Torah, it's chal kedusha, this cherem, lo yimachav lo yigo, number one, that was the topic of the daf. And then the Torah says, Kol Cherem Kodesh Kedoshim Ul Hashem. And the Gemara brought a braisa on the bottom of daf, Bezam and Aleph, that said that Kol Cherem Kodesh Kedoshim Ul Hashem means that even though really it's going to the Kehanim, and when the Kehanim get it, the Pasuk says in Parashas Korach, Kol Cherem B'Yisrael L'Chol Yeh. The Kohen's going to be able to do whatever he wants with it. It's going to be Chulin. Gemara said, if a Shul could sell it, it's going to be his. Stating that until the Yisrael gives it to the Kohen, it has Kedusha. It's Kol Cherem Kodesh Kedoshim Hu L'Hashem. There's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Erechin Daf Chof Ches. Oh, it's in the back of the Gemara. Good point. There's a Mishnah Mesechtes Erechin Daf Chof Ches Amaral that discusses the halacha of Cherem Shel Kehanim. Machrim Adam Mitzoynoi Umifkaroi Umeyavodov Umishiv Chosav Haknanim Umisteach Uzasa. A person can make Cherem Shel Kehanim, his tzoyn, his bakar, his even, his shivcha, and his steach uzasa. How do you know that? It's plukum in the Torah. It says, "Ach kol cherem asher yachrim ish l'Hashem mikol ashaloi me'adam u'behema u'misteach uzas." Stating that, "Vim hichrim es kulam in a muhram." If he's machrim all of it, it's not going to be cherem. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer said, and the Gemara learns it from a drasha, that Rabbi Eliezer darshin, "Ach kol cherem asher yachrim ish l'Hashem mikol ashaloi me'adam." You can't give away all your adam, all your avodim and shvachos me'adam. Ubehema meaning may behema. Umisteach uzasai. But if you want to give them all away, that's something you're not allowed to do. Tremendous chiddush. So Rabbi Eliezer says, somebody wakes up in the morning and he has this hirus that he wants to give everything away. He wants to make everything cherem shel kehanim. Says Rabbi Eliezer, he's not allowed to do it. If a person wants to take mitzayno mipkaru me'avadam shufchayis v'aknavaseach uzasai, wonderful. But im hichrin es kulam ena muchramin. Mishnah concludes, Amr Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. He said, ma'im ligvaya in adam rashoy lahachrim kol nuchasav. Alachas kama v'kama she'e adam chasan nuchasav. Certainly if it's not in the context of gvaya, so you have to have some sort of accounting when it comes to your personal finance. But the point is, says Rabbi Eliezer, that even though there's a parish of cherem shel kehanim, that just means you can take from your possessions and be machrim. But if you want to take all your possessions, that you're not allowed to. The Achronim say that even though the Mishnah is talking about Cherem Shel Kehanim, which is a very, very, very specific type of Kodesh Kodashim, really is true for all Kachim. So just like a person can't take all his possessions and make it Cherem Shel Kehanim, a person can't take all his possessions and make it Kachim is Beach or Kachim Bedek Abayis. It's not something that a person's allowed to do. You can take from your possessions, but you're not allowed to take all your possessions. I'll tell you a beautiful kasha that the Chassam Sofer asks from a Gemara in Mesechtes Shabbos. And the Gemara is a well-known Gemara. It's in Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis.
The context over there is the halacha of a person has an obligation to be done as chaver lekavschos. Zok the Gemara. Ma'isa ba'adam echad. There's a story with a person. She yored migalila elyon. He lived in the Galil ha'elyon, and he went v'niskar etzal balabayis echad b'dar. He took a job in the south. Shalish on him for 3 years. Erev Yom Kippur, the third year that he's working for him. Amalai, this worker, the employee, comes to his boss and he says, "Teili schari, you know, I think it's about time I get paid. The elich va'azin esishti ubani, I want to go home to my family." Amalai, so he told him, "Eini mois, I'm sorry, I'd love to pay you. I push it, you know, case of manula, I don't have any money." Amalai, "Teili peiris, okay, it's fine, I'm willing to take peiris." Amalai, "Eini, I don't have peiris." "Teili karka," he says, "Give me karka." So he said, "Eini." "Teili behema," he said, "Eini." "Teili karim v'kastois," "Eini." So what was the person supposed to do? Hivshal kelev lachayrav. He took his kelev v'halach lebeisay bepachin nefesh, and he went home. He was very, very sad. Lachar regel after yontiv, not the balabayis chorik. The balabayis took the money that he owed this poyel. V'imoy masui gimel chamayrav. And he loaded up three donkeys. Echad shal Michael, ve'echad shal Mishta, ve'echad shal Mine Begadim. Halach le'lebeisoy, and he comes knocking on his doors. Achash, they sat down. First they ate. After they ate and drank, nasan le'ischari, he paid it. Amaloi. And then the boss tells his employee, he says, "I want to ask you a question. B'shasha amartali, tein li'ischari. The amarti, and I told you, ein li'mois. B'machash adatani. Like, what were you choshing me? Amarti," he said, "I assume shem prakmatia bezul nizdam le'lecha, v'lechachtu, I just felt that you're not liquid now. You have money, I know that, but I just thought that right now you don't have cash. You have it tied up in some business. U'b'shasha amartali, tein li'behema." Okay, but then you asked me if I have a behema. And I said, "I don't have a behema. What did you think?" "Amarti, I thought shem was scarce. We had a chair. Maybe you leased it out. Somebody rented it. B'shasha amartali, tein karka." Then you said, "Give me karka." And I said, "I don't have karka." "What were you thinking then?" Amarti, says, "Shem muhkeres biyadacher. Maybe you have an oris who was a sharecropper who now gets to share in the profit, so you can't give it away." He said, "Ubeshosh amarti ain't li peros. I don't even have peros." "V'machash adatani. Amarti shem ain't a musaris. Maybe just the tevel. You didn't give chumas amaisus. Ubeshosh amarti l'chayin li karim vekastleis v'machash adatani." I hear it. That all makes sense. Then I said, "I don't have a pillow and a blanket. What do you think then?" He says, "Then I realized something else is going on." Amarti, "Shema hikdish kol nechasav l'shamayim. Maybe you amakdish all your nechasim." Amaloi. So this boss tells his employee, it's exactly what happened. Avoida. He swore. Kachoya. He darti kol nichsi bishvil horkinis benish layasif atayra. My son horkinis is not behaving. He's not learning Torah. So I decided that I'm taking him out of my Yerusha. How's he going to do it? I took all my nechasim and I made it hektish. Kushabasi, eitzel chaveri bedarim. But then I realized it was a mistake. So I came down south to meet you. And before I did that, I went to my chaverim. He tiruli kol nidri. They were mataneder. And because they were mataneder, now I have my things again. And as a result, I'm allowed to give it to you. Zokte heilig yichsam soifer. And this chedush on the Sechta Shabbos on Nakamar right there. Kufchav zayin amadeis. A fascinating story. But the Gemara doesn't give names to the personalities in this story. Says the Chassam Sofer, "Ayin shuvas remami panu simen samach gimel shekosa b'shem she'iltis to'isa balabayis." That balabayis hoya Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkinus. It was the great Rebbe Eliezer. The hasachir, who is the pile, who is the worker? Hoya Rebbe Akiva. Kish hoya hama aretz. This is before he became Rebbe Akiva. V'kosav mizeh yesh lohavin. Said remami panu. Unbelievable. Maisa with Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva. Talk about hashtag rest of the story. So this is the rest of the story. But this is Rabbi Akiva when he wasn't learning with his Talmidim and teaching Torah. This is Rabbi Akiva when he was working. This is before he started to learn Torah. So said Ramami Pano, if that's the case, you see who Rabbi Akiva was. Rabbi Akiva was Danis Chaver L'Kavschus. The Gemara brings this as Exhibit A, what it means to be Dan L'Chaver L'Kavschus. So says, if that's the case, you see from here that even when he was an Amoritz, you see the unbelievable Midos that he had. Says the Ramami Pano, that if that's the case, you see something even more unbelievable. Because everybody knows the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. Tanya Omer Rabbi Akiva. Kisha Yisi Amo Oretz. When I was an Amo Oretz, Amarti, I used to say, "Mi Yitin Li Talmud Chacham." Who's going to give me a Talmud Chacham? V'anashchenu Kechamar. Amar Lai Talmida. This Talmidim said, "Say Kekalev, why like a chamar?" And Rabbi Akiva had a pshat. No, 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 I'm not going to bite him like a dog. I would bite them like a chamar, like a donkey. It's unbelievable. Says the Ramami Pano. So Pasha, you learned, you see Rabbi Akiva, that before he learned Torah, didn't have midas, tivus. He didn't have refined midas. But says, in light of what mavur from this Gemara, Mesech the Shabbos, Daf Chuf Chav Zayin Amadeis, that Rabbi Akiva, even before he learned Torah, was done as chaver lekach schos. So you have to say that he really did have midas tivus. So if he had such unbelievable midas tivus, what does he mean? Sheisa amar, it's a marti. Mi yitin li tamud chacham anashchenu kechamar. He says, must be shemizei yishlumay. Shafilu amar, it's bal midas tivus soynei chacham. It must be that even someone who's a Baal Midas Tovus, he still hates Talmidei Chachamim. The truth is that this idea, bad timing, that Ramami Pano said that Rabbi Akiva, before he learned Torah, had good midas, is really a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtes Ksubis, Daf Samach Beis on the base. It's the Gemara that introduces the story that we've all heard since we're children about Rabbi Akiva and his wife. Just the first line in the story. The Gemara over there tells the story that Rabbi Akiva, Raya de Ben Kalbos of Uahava, he was a shepherd. He was Raya Bakar B'tzayin. Who did he work for? He worked for a very big veer, Kalba Savua. Chazise Barte, and Kalba Savua's daughter saw Rabbi Akiva. And he saw the Havitzonia Umayli, that he was a Tzonua, and he had very good midos. Amrele, she said, if we get married, do you promise me that you're going to become a Talmud Chacham? And of course, the rest is history. But the first lines of the story, what did she see in him? She saw that he was a Tzonua. Tais asks Akasha, how could it be that Rabbi Akiva was a Tzonua? And he was Miley, that he had refined midos, and that was what Rachel saw in Rabbi Akiva, that decided that even though he was an Amoritz, that's why she wanted to marry him. Rabbi Akiva said in Masechtes Pesachim, it's the Ramami Panu's Dik from the Gemara Masechtes Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin and Mabez is a Mefurish Gemara, and his Kasha from the Gemara Masechtes Pesachim is Toysis Kasha in Ksubis Daf Samach Beis and Mabez. It's Berach Hafel. Anyway, Toysis has a different terrace, but the Yisoid of the Ramami Panu is half of a fell. The Yisoid of the Ramami Panu is that you see from here that even though Rabbi Akiva was refined, he was Tzanua Maili, Rabbi Akiva was done as Chaver Lekaf Schus in an unbelievable way, in an irrational way. But at the same time, Rabbi Akiva was still a Soini Talmud Chacham. And he says, you see from here that loving the Talmud Chacham and Midos, one has absolutely nothing to do with the others. I was thinking, maybe B'derech Shrosh, that we always speak out the Gemara, Shimon Am Suni, Hayadirish, Kol Essen Shabbatayra, Kivan Sheigia, Les Hashem Alekachotira, Pirish. Right? He used to darish on all the Essen. Essen always meant L'Rabbi. Something that's tuffle. Bereshis Barali Kim, Es HaShemayim Vesaris. Es HaShemayim is totally Shemayim. Vesaris is totally Saris. Kabed Es Ovicha Vesimecha. The rabbis of Chichagod. He was always mad about tuffle. Kim, Tes HaShem Lekechatira Pirish. He didn't know what to do. Achab, Rabbi Kiva Vali made. To Rabbi Kiva taught. Es HaShem Lekechatira. The rabbis Talmidei Chacham. Incidentally, you know, we always speak out different pshatim in this, but the Pashup Shat, the Svarim say, Achabar Rabbi Akiva Velimeh, he taught as Hashem Alekechatir, the rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. What did Rabbi Akiva see that nobody else saw? The Teres Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and the Talmidim died. Why? Pashup Shat. Shaloi Nagu Kovitz Ebezeh. So Rabbi Akiva saw from what he had experienced with his own Talmidim, with his own yeshiva, with his own chabura, what it means, kavod, that you have to have for a Talmud Chacham, that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Tzadikim, Talmidei Chachamim, should all perish. Shalaynagu kavod zebezeh. What does that mean about the kavod you have to have for a Talmud Chacham? So he said, it's the Shem Alekechatiro, the Rabbi's Talmidei Chachamim. But I had a different heritage. That it could be, you see from this diuk of the Ramami Pano, the Chassam Sofer is unbevar in the flood, right? Above our pay grade. But you see from this yesoid that the only time a person has kavod for a Talmud Chacham is if he has Yiras Shamayim. If a person doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, he's not going to have kavod for a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Akiva had all the midas in the world. He was a Tzinua Maili, he was done as Chaver Lekav Schos. He let his boss not pay him for 3 years and then fakayf him a story of what? I'm sorry, I'm just had no money. I left my wallet at home. He bought it and he went back home. The Pachin Nefesh. And he was fine. Then he sits and he breaks bread and he's so. He had unbelievable midas. But when it came to a Talmud Chacham, he said, Miyitan li Talmud Chacham v'anashchenu kechamar. Why? Because you can have the greatest midas in the world. But Torah is different. It's different. And at the end of the day, unless a person has Yiras Shamayim, he can't come to having true ahava for a Talmud Chacham. And fakert, you can have the greatest midas and have sinner for a Talmud Chacham. What was missing Rabbi Akiva? Kshayisi ha'maretz. He was missing the Yiras Shamayim. He was missing the Torah. That's what he was missing. And it took a person who had the most refined, impeccable midos, and it brought him to a point of miyitin li Talmud Chacham v'anashchenu kechamar. Rabbi Akiva taught, es Hashem alekechatira l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, that yira for a Talmud Chacham has to come from es Hashem alekechatira. That's what Rabbi Akiva taught. Atchabar Rabbi Akiva v'limeh. Rabbi Akiva's lesson, again, b'derech shrosh, is that es Hashem alekechatira, it's only that way that it's l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. If it's going to be in the reverse, it's not going to work. You can't have have yira for it, covered for a Talmud Chacham, yira for a Talmud Chacham, unless it's a Hashem Lekechatira. If it's a Hashem Lekechatira, if that's the basis, that's where it's coming from, then it's possible to have yira from a Talmud Chacham. You know, we spoke out once upon a time, the Bnei Yisoschar, the Mishnah says, Al tiu kavodim am shamshin as rav amanas lekabel pras, elu hevu kavodim am shamshin as rav shaloy amanas lekabel pras, v'yir mer shamayim aleichem. And he brings from the Chidah, that the Chidah says, the Pasuk says, mipnei seva takum vaz darta pnei zaken, v'yareisa me'alekecha. Says the Chidah, that there's a Messiah from Sifrei Kabbalah. Again, one last nistar before, also in Yadad Yayma. It's the Yayma Delul of Rashbi this week. So he said, mipnei seva takum vaz darta pnei zaken, v'yareisa me'alekecha, that if a person's going to have covered for a Talmud Chacham, mipnei seva takum, the Adarta Pnei Zaken, that's a skula to come to the Yoresa Me'alekecha. So you want to come to the Yoresa Me'alekecha, there's a skula. You know what the skula is? Have covered for a Talmud Chacham. When you have covered for a Talmud Chacham, it's a skula, it brings the Yoresa Me'alekecha. Mipnei Seva Tokum, the Adarta Pnei Zaken, that will bring to the Yoresa Me'alekecha. So the Pnei Zaken says a pshat in that Mishnah of Inkam Akoimar. But the point is that you find that having covered for a Talmud Chacham brings to the Yoresa Me'alekecha. But I think it's true in the reverse as well. Only if you have Yiras Shamayim can you have cover for a Talmud Chacham. That's the Ramami Pano, and that's Achabor Rabbi Akiva, Daiker Rabbi Akiva, who when he was an Amoritz had impeccable midos. But Meyitin Le'amoritz Vanashchenu Kechamor, he taught, as Hashem Le'kechatira, only through Yiras Shamayim, is the Rabbis Tamil Chachamim, could you come to have cover for a Talmud Chacham.